Pastors and ministers who plan to testify at the hearing say there's no question the definition of marriage is a theological issue, and they plan to quote chapter and verse to state lawmakers as they try to sway them to vote for or against it. Pastor Bill Bartz of the Monona Oaks Community Church says he'll be quoting from Genesis.
We have a position that we have to take if we're going to be responsible representatives of what God has spoken to our culture through His Word. When He created Adam and Eve and brought them together, and that was the ideal and the pattern that was established by God for the welfare and benefit of humanity.
Bartz and other pastors are working closely with the Family Research Institute of Wisconsin to recruit more churches to rally their congregations to vote for the amendment that would define marriage as only between a man and a woman. Religious leaders opposing it say it violates the Golden Rule by denying same-sex couples access to benefits they need, like health insurance and child custody rights. Reverend Kurt Anderson heads a coalition of congregational churches called Christians for Equality.
Christ calls us to love all people and to be fair to all people. And I think this amendment is patently unfair to same-gender couples. So I really think that Christianity ought to be on the side of defeating this amendment.
The gay rights group Action Wisconsin is leading the effort to defeat the amendment. It's already won the support of several Lutheran, Presbyterian, and Methodist churches, as well as several Jewish leaders. Meanwhile, the Family Research Institute has produced a DVD supporting the amendment. It's sending out copies to 4,000 churches around the state. Both sides in the debate say it will be churchgoers who will decide whether Wisconsin joins the 19 other states that have already passed constitutional amendments banning gay marriage. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.